This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Yesterday's commuter train bombing struck a city that could be seen as India's equivalent of New York City or Los Angeles. Mumbai is larger than either. It is India's financial center and also home to Bollywood, the film industry. Maybe nothing could entirely stop such a city, but BBC reporter Demitha Luthra says it feels different today.
I'm actually outside one of the train stations that was targeted by the bombings. And what I'm seeing is people are out on the streets, but not in any way close to the numbers that are usually out on the streets. On the platforms, there are hundreds of people there rather than the thousands that normally pack the platforms. And the people I've spoken to have said, we're not going to be cowed by this. We spent the night at the office. We're now going to go home, but we're going to come back to the office. But although people are adamant that they're going to not be terrorized, it's still a lot quieter than it normally is.
Yesterday's commuter bombings killed nearly 200 people. Hundreds more were wounded. We're going next to Henry Chu. He's a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Mumbai, formerly known as Bombay. And Mr. Chu, what are you seeing on the streets?
It's fairly bustling here. People are out and about. I think, as one Mumbaiker said to me, that for the people of Bombay are very practical. They still need to get on with their lives and need to go to work. And so you do have people out on the trains and out on the streets again, as it would be, but perhaps not in the numbers as would normally be there.
How well coordinated was this attack yesterday?
I think a lot of people have been surprised at just how sophisticated it seemed to be, given that the explosions, eight in all, happened within rapid succession. I think all eight occurred within the span of about 20 minutes. And so, as a commuter said to me, they realized it must have been a very well-planned attack where the attackers understood and knew the time schedules of the trains and were able to detonate them in such close succession.
Are investigators giving any significance to the fact that these explosions took place in first-class cars on these trains?
I don't know that there's any social significance that's being given to it right now, other than the fact that the first-class compartments, because they are slightly more expensive, are a little bit looser in terms of getting on and off. It's not the same kinds of crowds that pack into the second-class compartments and that therefore would make it perhaps more difficult for someone to maneuver and plant a bomb or be more unnoticed as they would be in a first-class compartment.
Oh, if you weren't a suicide bomber, if you wanted to get away, the first-class compartment would give you more of a chance.
That's right. Although there is talk that these were detonated by remote, so it's not entirely clear whether any of the attackers were actually on the train when the explosions occurred.
Now, are Indian authorities saying anything about who they think might have carried out these bombings?
No, there are always rumors after these kinds of events, and that almost always center on Kashmiri militant groups that are Islamic militants who want Kashmir to be an independent state or part of Pakistan. And that's been raised here as well, just as it was after the bombings in New Delhi last October. There's one particular group called Lashkar-e-Toiba, which means Army of the Pure, which always seems to be the center of suspicion. But nothing firm has come up yet. And the authorities here are quite concerned that no rumors swirl unnecessarily because they're worried about the possibility of religious tension boiling over into riots, which we've seen in the past here in India.
Large number of Muslims in Mumbai, right?
There are. The Hindu population is still the majority, but there are large Muslim neighborhoods, and some of them are concerned about what might happen in the aftermath of these bombings.
Now, because that dispute over Kashmir is a dispute with Pakistan, is this causing heightened tensions with Pakistan today?
I think what was important yesterday was President Musharraf of Pakistan coming out immediately with a statement. Now, sometimes those statements condemning attacks like this are met with derision because the widespread perception here is that Pakistan gives harbor and aid to Kashmiri militants. But there have been pledges on both sides that this shouldn't slow down the peace process, which, truth be told, is already effectively stalled and has not been going very far. But the right diplomatic noises are being made at the upper levels that the conversations and negotiations should continue between Islamabad and New Delhi.
That's Los Angeles Times correspondent Henry Chu telling us about the aftermath of a bombing in Mumbai, India. Mr. Chu, thanks very much.